today, this Easter Sunday, we are full with that Easter joy for each year, full of that Easter joy, and it's so appropriate that we have such a sunny day today to represent the joy that we have in Jesus, not in the world, not in, you know, the good weather, but in Jesus. He has given us joy because we know that he has opened heaven to us, that we have hope now. We have hope not only that eventually we'll go to heaven if we are faithful to Jesus, but that we have Jesus with us throughout this life, that we have Jesus's help to overcome sin, because sin is a misery, sin is an unhappiness, and we have the tools to overcome sin. And so this Easter time, we really celebrate and we look at the victory of Jesus. Jesus is victorious. His victory was certain and is certain, definite, inevitable. Jesus is God, and he could not possibly lose to the devil or to anything in creation. We knew that he was going to be victorious, but the victory that is uncertain is ours. Our victory is uncertain because we may not be faithful to Jesus, but our victory is certain if we stay united to Jesus, if we follow him, if we are faithful to him, if we believe in him. All we have to do to save our soul is to believe in Jesus, to believe that he is God, to believe that he is our Savior, our Messiah, the way and the path, the way, the truth, and the life. And belief is not just faith, but of course it involves works too. It involves putting into practice the teachings of Jesus. It involves following Jesus. We must follow Jesus. That's what belief in him means. We must be true Christians in every sense of that term. And what is a true Christian? Of course, we need the church to define that. The church defines what a true Christian is, not myself or yourself. I'm just reading the Gospels and now I know what a Christian is. No, we can make mistakes. So the church defines that, and we need to be true Christians in this time, in this day and age, where there's persecutions. You can see the persecutions raging today in this country. You know, I'm sure you heard of the new law that was put into effect in Indiana for religious freedom, or religious freedom to practice your faith in your businesses or in your homes or what you do, that you can't have anything imposed on you that would violate your conscience or your Christian faith. And then there's this big uproar that it's discrimination against the gay lifestyle, this discrimination idea. But those who are really look into the reasons and the motives for those who are saying that this is discrimination really have determined that it's really an attack against Christianity. It's an attack against Christians and what they believe. And the influence of Christianity in our country, the small minority of non-Christians who are trying to take the power, so to speak, away from Christians in our country. And we Christians are cowering. We Christians are thinking that that there's really a majority against us, and the opposite is true. And so there needs to be a bit of courage on the part of us Christians, that we need to realize, you know, even if we were in the minority, we still have to stand up for our faith and do what is right. But we are not in the minority. We're in the great, great majority, over 80%. But we shouldn't trust in the majority. We should trust in God, in our faith. We need to hold on to our faith in the midst of the persecutions, which are evident and that are going to get worse in the schools. And now, you know, we're going to be forced to violate our faith in different ways. They're going to try to the media and the liberal establishments are going to try to force us to violate our faith. And there are going to be those who succumb, even in the even in the leaders of the church will succumb to some extent. You know, this is always happens in the church. It happened in England, you see that. There was only one bishop who opposed King Henry VIII. And so it's not going to be any different here in the United States. It's not going to be any different. It's just cowardice in our human nature, and that affects. But we have the victory in Jesus. We need to be faithful to our Lord, and we are united to Jesus. We can be strong. We can be victorious over our weaknesses. We need to be courageous. And this Easter Sunday, Corazón underlines that victory that needs to be there. And to keep in mind, too, that there's this cycle of passion, death, and resurrection. As Christians, we will always go through that cycle throughout our life. All throughout our life is going. If we are united to Jesus, we trust in him, we are faithful to him, we're trying to practice our faith, there will always be that cycle. There will always be trials and sufferings to endure, and there will be a kind of deaths, you know, some kind of death, and then there will be the consolation and the resurrection and the joy that God will give us to sustain us, to encourage us, to help us, and we need to hope for that. We need to know that it's going to come. God's not going to push us to the brink and then let us fall over. You know, he's going to always be with us. So we have to have that faith and hope that the resurrection is going to be with us, not just in the next life, but even in this life. That cycle will be there. I was just also reading about as part of this law in Indiana for freedom expression of your faith. The media went after a small little pizzeria. You may have heard Memories Pizza in Indiana, which was a Christian operated business, and so the media representative went there and asked them if they would do something that would violate their faith, and they said they wouldn't. They would not do this sinful thing. Catering to something that would violate their faith, and so that was spread through the news, and those who were anti-Christians would attack this little pizzeria, this Christian family, and death threats and all kinds of, they're going to burn your business down, and so these meek Christians really succumbed to it, and they closed their business down. They said they probably weren't going to open up again, and you know, they'd have to do something else, and all that. And this came to the awareness of some Christian radio announcer, and they interviewed the family, the Christian family who's running this pizzeria business, and came to their sympathy and had the idea, well, why don't we do a fundraiser for this family and this business? And in 2 days, they raised almost $1 million in 2 days, which was really represented the Christian minority in this country, the majority in this country. But the point was, this family was all saddened because they were practicing their faith and defending the truth against this vice that was being imposed upon them in some way. And they so they were hiding in their home and had to close their business, and they were afraid. They took these threats seriously, and they were thinking of not opening their business. But when they had the support of the Christian faithful, and then this monetary help, which they weren't depending on, they have now decided to reopen and to expand their business. So you can see a little bit of a passion and a death there in closing their business. And then this sort of resurrection that God's supported them, you know, that's a sort of a symbol of what will always happen to us during our life in different ways. Of course, our passion may last longer than somebody else's, and our death may be different than somebody else's, and our consolations will be different, you know. But we need to, again, trust in that help that God will always give us, that hope. And, you know, so there's this victory that we celebrate today in Jesus. We need to be united to Jesus. Jesus' resurrection is not for him. Of course, he's God. He's always victorious. He's always in charge. He's always, you know, all powerful. But the victory is really for us. Jesus is holding out the victory. He's there. On the mountaintop, beckoning us, and we're to come to him, to unite ourselves to him, to share in that victory. Not just at the end of our life, but now, share in this victory. Now we can overcome sin. We can overcome the world, and especially we can overcome ourselves. We need to be victorious over ourselves, our selfishness. The real enemies to us are within us. You know, the internal enemy, you know, the domestic enemy, the one within the walls. That's our real enemy. Not as much the devil or the world, but ourselves. You know, overcoming our own faults, and so we need to see that our effort in this Christian time now is to be victorious over ourselves, our selfishness. And so we turn to Jesus, we turn to Our Lady, we turn to the sacraments of the Church to overcome ourselves more and more each day. And with this, the victory of Easter comes a power. It's not just a memory, a celebration, but as a power, the Easter grace that comes into our hearts. If we are practicing our faith, if we are immersing ourselves into Lent in this Easter time, Jesus gives us the power of his grace to be victorious more and more over ourselves and our selfishness, and then against the devil and the world as well, the allurements of the world. We are to go from today. You know, with each Easter season, we are to get stronger and to grow and go through this cycle of growing stronger and more closer to our Lord, more stronger in our faith. And it's not just your working and mine, but it's the power of God's grace. We are going to progress and grow and deepen our faith with the power of God's grace working in us and with Our Lady. And Our Lady is a major part of this Easter celebration, because she suffered with Jesus. She is victorious with Jesus. Right after his resurrection, you know, he went first to Our Lady to congratulate her, to sort of place a crown on her head, that she was victorious with him. He takes her with him in the victory. You know, the co-redemptrix, she is our queen, you know. So she's definitely there beside our Lord in that victory, which is not just hers, but again, her victory is ours. She's our mother, and she's sharing her victory with all of us. So we are part of it. You know, we're part of Jesus, we're part of Mary, we're united to them, and we are victorious too. We should feel that victory in your heart. Feel that victory, that strength that God's grace will give you if you cooperate, if you unite yourself to our Lord and you practice your faith more strongly and depend on him, depend on his grace to help you to be victorious more and more each day.
Christus.